I'm Marco Werman, and you're with The World. We're a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH here in Boston. Few of the migrants making the long and often terrifying journey to Europe know what sort of welcome to expect when they arrive. But if they're lucky and they land in the Greek seaside village of Skala Sikamania, it might sound like this.
Hello, hello, hello. You right? You okay? You need anything?
Need anything? That's Konstantina Misiklis, a 79-year-old native of the village, which is on the Greek island of Lesvos. Reporter Jean Carstensen has spent some time there speaking with Konstantina. Tell us first about the village and its history, Jean.
This village was basically populated by refugees who fled Turkey in 1922 when the Greeks lost the war there. The Greek-speaking, Greek Orthodox population was forced to flee, and they arrived to Lesvos in very poor condition, very desperate, and many of them formed the population of this little village today called Sikamania.
Right, and now every day for the past 6 months, thousands of refugees have walked through this little village. And Konstantina told you this current exodus, reminds her of how her own mother suffered. Let's hear that.
No food to eat, and no work to work, and no clothes, no nothing. So I feel sad. I'm trying to help as much as I can.
So she heard how her mother suffered, and she heard those stories about that journey from her mother at her mother's knee.
Yes, her mother told her and her sister what happened, how poor they were, that they had nothing. Eventually, they settled and they found a good life, but it was very, very difficult. And I think it's why other people in this village and really throughout Lesvos have offered a certain kind of quiet hospitality to these people. It's because they know what it means to be refugees themselves.
Right. So now she's on the beach most mornings greeting refugees. Here is Konstantina talking about a difficult encounter that she had with a 22-year-old Syrian migrant and her 9-year-old daughter.
For me, it was hard to see. She waited for two sisters to come from Turkey. And she no speak English, she no speak Greek. And she sit down and cry, and I go close to her, and I say, what do you have, honey? What's the matter with you? Why are you crying? She say, I wait my sisters to come in. I don't know if you're in your life or dead. So I say, okay, I'll go sit down with you for a little bit and tell me what you have to say to me. And I feel bad because my mother did all of that. I tried to do anything for them.
In case you couldn't make that out, Konstantina was saying the Syrian woman she was speaking with did not know if her sisters were alive or dead. So, Jean, Konstantina is there at the beach pretty much every day, as we said. Is she alone, or does she have other elderly friends with her?
No, there's a whole gaggle of women of her generation in the late 70s, 80s, early 90s, dressed all in black, as they do when they're old and widowed. And they're very good friends, she told me. They get together every day, and they talk about the refugees, and they go over their own memories. And they go out, and they sit on these benches by the beach. Sometimes they end up just greeting somebody and sharing a kind moment with them.
Right. And now there are some moments of real joy in Skala Sikamania. You asked Konstantina, for example, how she felt about the volunteer effort to help the immigrants, this international effort that was not there for her mother in the 1920s. Let's hear what she said.
Wonderful, beautiful, make me feel good because they do help. I mean, they need doctor, they go find doctor, and one baby born over here.
Wow. Konstantina sounds so nurturing. Someone like her also acting as practically a midwife of sorts for these new babies.
She's a midwife to these people arriving, just greeting them with such deep understanding. And occasionally she literally holds these children if she happens to be there on her bench near where a boat comes in. I did see her one day hold a baby for a Syrian woman who was, you know, changing her shoes and needed somebody to help out. And this is something that in my time here, I've felt from a number of locals. They really do think about their own parents and grandparents, and it makes them more receptive, I think, to these people in need coming through their island right now.
Correspondent Jean Carstensen on the Greek island of Lesbos. Her work is supported by the Pulitzer Center on Crisis Reporting. Jean, great to have you on The World again.
Thank you, Marco.